We're up to Simon Tuf Kuf in Hilchas Yontif. We're up to Siv Dalid. We'll be doing Dalid and Hay. Molgin Harosh Faraglayim. Of an animal, you're allowed to go and pour boiling water over the head or the feet of the animal for the sake of removing the hairs in order that you eat it. Umahavim Osam Bu'ur. You're even allowed to go and put them in the fire to singe them. Avalein Tofen also besid velo becharsis velo ba'adama, whereas you're not allowed to cover it with lime wash or with fragments of like the sand of ground ceramic ware or dirt. The reason you do that is to remove the hair, but that's also the mech mischazi ki ibud. It looks as if you're actually processing the hides. You're turning them into leather. Vein gozen also be misparayim. You're not allowed to cut the hair off an animal through scissors. Shenira kosel letzorach aseir. It looks like you're doing it for the sake of the hair, and that would be malacha. Now the halacha is like this. Why is it that maliga is mutter? Why can you singe the chicken? Why can you go and pour boiling water over the chicken or an animal to clean it? This is that it's for ochel nefesh, and the halacha is that even a malacha gemura is mutter for ochel nefesh. Now there is an opinion that we saw that that even ochel nefesh itself, if it could have been done before yontif, you're not allowed to do it on yontif. So why is this going to be mutter? According to that, if you could have done it beforehand, it should be aser. So the answer is, it would only be mutter if you didn't have the time beforehand, or certainly if you shechted it on yontif itself. You're also allowed to, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to put it into remetz, which is ash and coal, that's also going to burn off the feathers. That too is mutter. Once again, this is malacha gemura letzorach ochel nefesh. Sifei mutter limloa kama chatichas bevasachas avo b'hisha'im sarich ala'achas. When they shechted on yontif, so there was a concern. If you don't salt it, it could be that it'll go off. But you don't plan on eating the whole animal. So halacha is that you're allowed to go ahead and salt one at a time, salt a bunch of meat at a time, meaning the amount that you can throw salt with one throwing, so that you're not doing an extra action for the sake of the stuff that you're not eating. Excuse me, even though you're turning over the meat, but since the actual salt is only being thrown on it at once, the halach is that that is mutter on yontif. Now the Ramah says something where it sounds like he's reacting to something that the Mechaber never said. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that there's a case here missing, that the Mechaber holds that it is mutter to do harama, which means you salt a portion of meat. Then you say, you know something? I don't want this one. I want another one. You take the second one, you salt that. Take a third and you salt that. And that way, Chazal were matar, you salting the entire animal. The reason being, they're afraid that if people won't be able to salt it, they are going to refrain from shechting on yontif. Excuse me, and they will not have simchas yontif. Says the Ramah, Hagavi yesh omrim de lo shari laharim rak kodem achila shachris. There are some who say that the only time that it's mutter to do harama is before you had the suda by day. So then you could say, I'll have another piece. But if it's after the meal and you're not going to have any of the pieces, the whole thing is a harama, that's also. It means where you're going to eat a piece, you just don't know which is the portion you're going to eat. So that's a harama that they were matir. But after the suda, where all you're really going to do is take a bite of something to be yotze and say you're using it, and now on the basis of that you want to go and salt all the meat, that you're not allowed to do. Umutir l'mloach habatzer b'yontif aval b'sheyev shel melchom erev yontif. You're allowed to salt it on yontif even though you could have done it on erev yontif, the reason being that when it's freshly salted, it is better. Even though you rinse the salt off afterwards, but if it's freshly salted, it tastes better, and the halacha is that anything that tastes better when done fresh, you're allowed to do the malacha. Now, in a case where you know that your meat is going to go off if you don't salt it, this is really a case of hefsid mamon, where Chazal were matur, actually salting every single piece if you shecht it on yontif. The reason being that if you shecht it on yontif and Chazal will not allow you to, when you know that the meat is going to go off, it's going to get ruined, we're afraid that next time you're not going to go shecht on yontif. So that they were matir. Whereas if you shechted erev yontif, that does not apply. What are we afraid of? Next time you're not going to shecht erev yontif? So that lahalacha, if there's really no choice and it looks like the meat is going to go off, Chazal were actually matir doing salting for the extra stuff on Yontif itself. Now, this salting that we're talking about is the salting to kasher it, to get rid of the blood. What happens if you want to salt to preserve? So the halachi is that this we would not be matir preserving for a long time later, because that's not called ochol nefesh. Ochol nefesh is for the sake of yontif. You can't tell me, oh, I'm salting it now so that I'll be able to eat it on yontif. If you're doing it to take out the dam, that's fine. But if you're not, and you're just salting it for the sake of preservation, that would not be mutter, because most people don't like the salt. The way that you salt for preservation is with a lot of salt. Most people will actually soak the meat to get rid of all the salt that it was in. So it's obvious that you're not preparing it for ochal nefesh, for a meal now. It's obvious that you're doing it for a long time later. So that would be usser. Also, salting fish, if you could have done it on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, unless, once again, it's fish that's going to get ruined, and Chazal allowed you there to salt it in order to prevent it from getting ruined.